Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
Well, fingers crossed for the weather over the weekend. Into the garden and have the barbecue. Yesterday, we spoke to Becky Harrison from Food and Fishes about desserts. Today, we're going into the main courses with Gavin Murphy and Cook with Gav. Hi, Gavin. Good morning to you. Good to talk to you. For those who don't know you that well, Gavin, and all your work around Northeast Wicklow, remind us, give us your qualifications.
So, Declan, I've been working in, the hospitality industry since I've been 15. I started off in hotels, in the Royal Hotel in Bray, and then I was in the Barracuda, and I worked abroad as well in some top restaurants in Canada. So I've always been sort of front of house, but I've worked with some great chefs over the years, and I suppose I constantly badgered them as to how they were making things, why they were making things. And being friends with the chefs then, on our days off, we'd spend hours just cooking and they'd show me what they do. I've probably lost track of the hours I spend watching cooking programs like MasterChef and Great British Menu. And anytime I see something that I think, you know, maybe I could make that, I check up a recipe online and then I go straight to the kitchen and I see if I can do it. And I suppose a couple of years ago, I decided to cooked for myself, so I did some pop-up restaurants and they went really well. And then recently, just during the lockdown, I decided to set up my own page with some cook-alongs, because I was always getting messages from friends and family saying, you know, how did you cook that, or what's the recipe for that? And I'd always private message them back the recipe, and then some of them would say, you know, but how did you specifically do that thing? So I thought, you know, if I did a simple cook-along video and then did my own page, it might work. And, you know, I have a good friend, Guy Sinnott, who did it during the lockdown, and you know, it went crazy. So I was looking at, you know, what he did, and I thought, you know, I could do something similar myself with my own dishes and my style of cooking, and started a few weeks ago, and it seems to have picked up pretty well so far.
Okay, so Cook with Gavin, you're on Instagram, and you cook for those of us who can't cook, I suppose. Gavin, you make it look so easy, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. Like, I don't try to do anything too complicated. Most of the cooking I do is fairly, you know, is fairly basic. And then I just try and make it look a little bit fancy, you know, when I put it onto the plate.
Yeah.
But I think that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, if you have friends and family over, especially if I go to a friend's house, it's nice to get, you know, if they've bought some pastries and they make instant coffee. But, you know, if someone makes you a brewed coffee and they actually made the pastry, you just feel a little bit more special. So,
absolutely.
I love having friends. You know, before this craziness, we used to have friends over. And instead of
cooking with Gavin, and Gavin Murphy is back on the line. Yes, Gavin, I tell you what we'll do, by the way, because we've established your credentials. Let's go straight into the food, Gavin, for the weekend. Into the menu.
Sounds like a plan, Declan. So what I cooked, and you'll see it on the cook-along on the Instagram page, we did a ribeye steak. We did a pomegranate salad and some roasted baby potatoes. So the ribeye steak, for me, is probably the best cut of steak out there. I think years ago, everyone used to go for fillets and strip loins, but for me, ribeye with the marbling and the fat definitely has the most flavor. So I always pick a ribeye steak, especially on the barbecue, because the fat caramelizes really well with the flames. So we picked a ribeye steak, and for the chimichurri sauce, it's a very simple sauce. It's kind of a South American sauce. They use it in Uruguay and Brazil and Argentina. And it's parsley, fresh parsley, dry oregano, red wine vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, and then, depending on how spicy you like, a little sprinkle of chili flakes or fresh chili, or you can put, you know, half a teaspoon in, but it can get quite hot. And then just a little bit of salt, and you just marinate that up, and you just leave it for maybe half an hour before you're going to serve your steaks. The steaks are simple. You just take them out about half an hour before you want to put them on the grill, just to let them get up to room temperature, because you don't want your steaks freezing cold in the middle. Just take them out, a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt, and just straight onto the barbecue. It obviously depends on how thick your steak is and how you want to cook it. I would always like a steak medium or medium rare. So about 2 or 3 minutes on one side. You always cook it on one side a bit longer, and then you flip it over in about a minute on the other side, and then take it off. And while that's resting, you always want to rest it about the same amount of time as you cook it. So if you're cooking a steak for 6 or 7 minutes, you leave it rest on the side for 6 or 7 minutes before you cut it. And then while you're doing that, we've done the baby potatoes. So what I did is I boiled off some baby potatoes earlier in the day and let them steam after 6 or 7 minutes. And then we roasted them in the oven for about 25 minutes, so it gets a nice kind of crispy outside on them. And then for the last 15 minutes, you go in with lots of rosemary, lots of thyme, and a couple of cloves of garlic. And then when you take them out, you just strain them off from the oil and just squeeze out all the cloves of garlic, which are really soft and sweet in the middle, and leave them on the side. And then just before you serve, pop them onto a little metal tray and then back over the coals, and it just heats them up. So you have a nice
fantastic,
warm sort of potato element.
And you have a recipe there for pomegranate and feta salad to go with it, which is absolutely wonderful.
Great. Super summery salad, yeah, very fresh.
Good advice there on cooking the steak. You want a bit of dessert, you've come up with an Eton Mess. What's an Eton Mess?
So Eton Mess, it's actually named after the school, Eton School in England. And it was a dessert they used to do. I think it was just they had lots of leftover meringue one day. And it was all crumbled to pieces. And the chef kind of thought to himself, how am I going to use this up? So it's basically just crushed meringue thrown in with fresh whipped cream and berries, essentially, is what it is. So for my one, I make it just a little bit fresher. What I do is I put frozen berries through it as well. So it gives you that lovely crunch and, say, a frozen raspberry, and it gives a bit of texture to the dessert. And I also chop up mint and basil. So I did it a while ago. Basil and strawberries is a really good combination, but I suppose when you say to people basil and a dessert, they think, are you gone mad? But basil and strawberries, or even pepper and strawberries, go really well together. So like some of the combinations you think are a bit crazy are actually beautiful. And you don't even really taste the basil in it, because basil and mint are quite a similar herb. When you mix it together, it just gives that lovely little pop of, you know, that fresh herb flavor when you're biting into it. And again, you just kind of mix it all together in a big bowl, pop it into a nice fancy glass, and then you can, you know, you can make it look as fancy as you want with fresh herbs and frozen berries on top. And you could even make a little syrup from the frozen raspberries to just drizzle over the top as well. And then I finish with a nice grate of chocolate, because everyone loves chocolate.
Oh, gosh. No calories in that anyway. That's the good. That's the main thing.
No, and listen, you can use low-fat cream. If you're vegan, you could use you could use a coconut cream. And for the meringues, instead of eggs, you can actually use what's called aquafaba. So it's actually just the water of chickpeas. And if you blitz them up the same way as you would egg white, you can actually make a meringue out of it as well, if you wanted to do a vegan version of it.
Okay, and then a bit of an old drink to wash it all down?
Yeah, so the drink's lovely, and it's so great. It's so good, and like the kids love it, adults love it. I mean, if you wanted to be bold, you could add a little drizzle of something into it if you wanted. But just the way I make it is I make a very basic sugar syrup, so it's a cup and a half of sugar and a cup of water. And you just cook it, you never stir it, you don't touch it, you just put it onto a medium heat. And when the sugar dissolves, you'll see it's kind of becomes like a thick syrup. Take that off the heat and then bang in a load of fresh mint and leave that for 5 minutes so you get that mint flavor. And then you just juice two or three lemons and a couple of limes and you pour the juice of that in. And then you just mix it into a glass, a shot of that into a glass with loads of ice. And then you can top it with soda water, with sparkling water, with still water, whatever you like. And then finish it with some fresh berries. I think in the recipe I put in some frozen ginger, some frozen berries, and I topped it with some sprigs of mint as well. And it's just so refreshing, you know, when you're sitting out in the sun. It tastes kind of like a mojito, except it's non-alcoholic.
Well, listen, Gav, while I'm sitting in the garden with the barbecue, I'm thinking of you. So, and I'll check in with Instagram to see what you're up to over the weekend. As Cook with Gav on Instagram and Gavin Murphy. Thanks, Gavin. Good to talk to you.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And do enjoy the weekend.